Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set. Dot lock. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class. And it's going to be a little challenging today. The internet's down. We had some massive flooding here at the farm. And normally when I'm on the phone, I pace. So here I am in the studio, sitting at the studio desk next to the microphone, the mixer, and all the computer equipment, and I'm using a speakerphone, not pacing. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, but I'm going to try. Greg is with us, and welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Yeah, I can tell there's a little bit difference in your voice, but we will deal with it, no problem at all.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I would like you to bear with me for just a second. I want to make an interesting announcement. So you heard me, class, you've heard me talk about emails from Gwyneth and how they are like novels, chapters of a novel or chapter of a history book, well-written, lengthy, detailed. Well, I got an email yesterday from Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, and she's our Wednesday instructor. And it says, I need your help with another book idea. So you all know that we announced that we're writing this book together about preparedness and survival, etc. And she said, Vincent, I have another book idea. Actually, I've had it for a while, but I'll need your help and your consent to do it. Would you object to me publishing 20 or 30 of my emails to you in book form entitled Letters to Vincent? I would be able to publish this book quickly within a week or two, and it will provide some cash flow while we're working on our other manuscript. And I was quite interested in what she said. So here's my response. Gwyneth, sure, I think it's an excellent idea. I'll search through my emails and see what I can find. May I mention this tomorrow during the broadcast? Is that okay with you? Please advise. Exciting. Vincent. So that's what we're going to do. It's actually hers, okay? She's going to publish this. And so if you want to see what these private emails to me were like, they're going to become public. And I think you will be fascinated with her writing skills, her breadth and depth of knowledge. And so you're going to get to see a little bit more of who Gwyneth Isaacs is when she publishes this. And this is her book. It's not my book. I have all I'm doing is being the recipient of the email. So there's nothing in it for me. It's all hers, and I'm delighted to participate in that. So that was a really interesting thing. And so she's working on it right now. Greg is with us, Greg Lesher, and Greg, this is an interesting broadcast, and it's a necessary broadcast. Storing food. And, class, we've been doing it for a long time, and you can go to those preparedness shows, and you can buy a bucket of food and keep it for 10 years, 20 years, whatever they say. It may last that long. But most people who buy it don't even try it. They have no idea what's in that bucket. You can prepare. You can prepare for these uncertainties and certainties that are coming. We know that there are going to be food shortages. We have them already. It's going to get worse. And so you can jump on this right now. Greg Lesher, back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't wait to get a copy of her book. It sounds fantastic. And as you know, I've I said I'm also working on a preparedness book, and of course it's going to have in it my water technology on purification, and it's also going to have some heat and other little tidbits that I've learned over the years. And you were talking yesterday, about automobiles and problems with automobiles and things that we need to be prepared for. And it really, I thought I'd start out today by getting into food stores that you should always have in your automobile and other things. For instance, many of us have to travel, and many of us have to travel distances. And we cannot control the weather, and we cannot control the garbage Chinese parts that they're putting in our vehicles, which can fail at any time. And I know right now I'm sitting in, it's about 6 inches of snow, and it's 20 degrees. And if I was out broken down somewhere without being prepared on a highway that might not be traveled very often, and believe me, I've been on quite a few, you could find yourself in dire straits. And one of the things that I always carry is a snowmobile suit, especially in the winter. These things are wonderful. You can sleep in them. And an old pair of moon boots, foam boots that are wonderful in the snow, and a good set of gloves or mittens are even better. But one of the things that I found that is you can get it just nearly any truck stop are these ready-to-eat meals. They're heated. You follow the instructions on them, and you pull the little strip or break the little membrane, and they heat themselves up, and all of a sudden you have a warm meal. And, of course, carry a case of bottled water with you at all times. Now, in a situation where you might be needing to, after you realize you might not be able to hitch a ride because there isn't anybody coming down the road that you're on, I always carry a little backpack, too, so that you could put your water and your meals in there and start heading in a direction that you know you can reach. But in today's times right now, with the disasters that we see going on around us, this could save your life and the lives of those that are with you. They have something like this in your vehicle, in your trunk, or behind the seat in your pickup truck. Maybe even 10 or 11 of these meals. And then when you get hungry on the road and the meals are starting to get a little bit aged, go ahead and buy yourself a new one and eat one of the ones that you've had stored. Vince, back to you.
Yeah, we do. Well, we don't buy those automated heat or automatic heated pull strip kinds of foods. But what we do have is we'll have crackers. If we're leaving now, we'll probably have prepared last night to have food, maybe a sandwich, that kind of thing. We also carry water, but we don't carry water from a case of water bottles. What we do is we use one of those heavy plastic, clear plastic jugs, like a half-gallon jug that cranberry juice comes in. So we never throw those away until they're broken. So we fill, wash them out, fill them 90% full of water, and put it in the trunk or the toolbox, crossbed toolbox in each vehicle or in the cab. So if we had an overheating situation with the engine, we have some water to help solve that problem. If we need to drink it, it's marked that it's for human consumption. So we carry water with us, we carry blankets, and we carry food. We try not to carry, sugary snacks, but we carry nutritious food with us. And that's in every vehicle. And then we also have, at the ready, a to-go bag. And it is in a location where all you have to do on the way out the door to jump in one of the vehicles, if there's an emergency, is just grab this. And it has medical supplies. It has antibiotics, antiseptics, suture kit, Band-Aids, all those kinds of medical supplies that you would want to have with you are in our to-go bag. And it's pretty big and it's pretty heavy. It also has tools to do damage, you know, in case we're in a situation where we
have... I'm on board with that.
Yeah. I mean, this thing is ready to go for fixing damage and causing damage. Now, we don't want to cause damage, but if a gang of people is headed our way and it looks like they're going to kill us, we're going to do what we have to do. So this thing is ready to go. Back to you, Greg.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and I also go to those same extents. I have those things in my vehicle at all times, too, because you just never know. There are those out there who would be looking for a situation like that where like a female might be compromised, and they are ready to take advantage of something like that. So you've got to be prepared. I mean, you just don't never know what's ahead of you. But, the reason I like to carry the smaller little bottles is because if it's freezing outside and it's frozen, you can pop one of those and stick it inside your coat, and eventually it will thaw out. And to have a great big block of ice in there is not going to be, you know, too comfortable, but it can be done. But, what I'm seeing with all of the farmland disappearing and Bill Gates buying it up. He's the biggest farmland owner in the United States right now. Can you believe that? I mean, it's planned.
Let's talk about that for just a second. So he's the biggest farmland owner because he's convinced people to buy defective software and buy defective upgrades to the defective software ad infinitum for years and years and years, starting with the first defective version of Windows. And each one has been successively more defective, but it would patch some of the errors in the previous version. So you would trade errors and mistakes with each successive $89 Windows update. Well, so here's a guy who has nothing to do with farming and owns the most farmland in the United States of America. And he did it through greed, absolute sheer greed. Because if you think about it, class, if he was benevolent, if he was a philanthropist like he is claimed to be, he would be selling. Actually, he'd be replacing defective versions of Windows with Windows versions that work better. He'd be saying, "I am so sorry. I unleashed so many millions, hundreds of millions of copies of defective products on the world. Would it be okay with you? I'm so sorry that you'll have to do this, but you'll have to reinstall. Would it be okay with you if I gave you a replacement copy at no charge with my apologies?" Has anyone ever heard him do that? No. So you're absolutely right. So we need to be concerned about the farmland that he has. What's he going to do with it? Why does he need it? Maybe he should turn it over to the people from whom it was stolen, like the Native Americans. That land was stolen. How about Bill Gates giving it back to them? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, think about it for a minute. Here's somebody who believes the Earth is overpopulated, whose father started Planned Parenthood, a known eugenicist, and having him involved in the food industry. Just think, and the vaccines. What's going to be in that food? I guess we'll talk about a little bit more about this when we get back from the break.
Yeah, and I'll do a quick calculation about how much food you need.
You want to make it to the end?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Of time.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with this class, and when he mentioned China auto parts, I would call them second-rate China auto parts. And just very simply, I've got a 2001 Chevy Silverado, and the transmission wore out after 200, almost a quarter of a million miles. That's when I bought it with a quarter of a million miles on. So we had the transmission rebuilt. Now, we would do it ourselves, but we were able to get it done by a shop that specializes in it because they can buy the gears and the seals, et cetera, for a lower price than we can. So for $800, I had all new gears placed in it, and it wore out in about less than 1,000 miles. Chinese gears. So they put all new gears in it again. Now, so I have a transmission that is substandard because it has China parts in it. It has China seals, China gears, China everything. And the Chevy has a manual transmission, 5-speed. And the clutch is from China. That's all you can get, a Chinese clutch. Doesn't matter what brand name it has on it, it's made in China. The pressure plate for the clutch, China. The throw-out bearing, China. The pilot bearing, China. The clutch master cylinder, China. And it's a hydraulic clutch. So you step on the clutch pedal and you push hydraulic fluid through a throw-out bearing inside the bell housing of the transmission to push against the pressure plate to release the friction so you can change gears. Well, that has failed several times. The hoses that connect the master cylinder to the throw-out bearing have failed, and it all comes from China. And we're stuck because you cannot get any replacements for that particular transmission. Chevrolet 1500, common pickup truck. You can't get any replacement parts that are not made in China. Greg is absolutely correct. Next point. So here's the numbers. Let's say you're frugal, as Greg is, as USA Prepares happens to be. And you decide that in an emergency, each person in the family is going to have one can of vegetables or a can of baked beans per meal. So breakfast, one can. Lunch, one can. Dinner, one can. That's what you get. Okay? Now, you can share, but let's say you decide on baked beans in a can, green beans in a can, and corn in a can, just as an example, or mixed vegetables, but one can per meal. That, for four people, for three meals a day, that's 12 cans a day. That's a case a day. For 7 days, that's 84 cans. Now, just a month, and a month happens to be 4.3 weeks, okay? In business terms, that's how you multiply to figure out how many days a month is 4.3 weeks per month. That's 361 cans in a month. Or if you say 84 cans per week, and you want to know how many cans that is for a year, hold on to your hat, okay? I'm going to give you the number. You're not going to believe it. 4,368. What I'm saying, what Greg is saying, no matter how you look at it, you consume more food than you even know. Greg?
Absolutely. And let me tell you the problem with canned food. That with the crises that we're facing, we may not have heat. Or we may not have heat for a few days. This is enough to burst all of those cans. What are you going to do? You're going to be in a situation you don't want to be in. So my suggestion is that you can get things that are already a lot less impaired by hot cold situations, such as dried goods, such as wheat, grains, corn, peas, beans. These things can be stored indefinitely. Okay, they just take a little bit of preparation. And we talked about the recipe called Scotch broth, which is amazing. And no, you don't need to store cans of broth. You can buy the bouillon cubes that are dehydrated. Let me tell you something. The direction that we're headed, the supply chain breakdowns, depending on China, looking like we might go to war with China, this is the most critical and important topic, I think, on planet Earth right now, is getting prepared. And, you know, you may buy food, might have plenty of gold on hand. The only thing that's going to be worth when people are starving to get to death is buying food. What if the food's gone? Your gold and silver is your food storage.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Greg Lesher.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of Nyssa Brown, a 13-year-old girl from Bowling Green, was found in a Kentucky neighborhood last night, raising the death toll in the state to 90. Tornadoes devastated Kentucky and five other states 1 week ago. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to seize Alec Baldwin's cell phone as they investigate the deadly shooting on the movie set Rust.
The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me until probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
ABC News added the music underneath. The cinematographer was killed on October 21st. He claimed the gun malfunctioned. The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. Mr. Burns is the first Senate-confirmed ambassador in Beijing in more than 14 months. We are USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood illegal immigrants into our country, the border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever, for as long as I've been a Border Patrol agent. And then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States, where the root causes exist, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality, President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed. When you look at what they talk about, it's nothing more than rhetoric. They provide no evidence whatsoever, when we can give evidence after evidence, example after example, of where walls have worked. In San Diego, when we built walls, it dropped illegal immigration by 80%. El Paso dropped it by 85%. Tucson, it dropped it by 75%. Every single place that we built walls, it's worked. That's the evidence, yet the Democrats refuse to provide evidence to the American public.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Greg Lesher's with us, and I'm on the telephone today. Backup plan, because the internet's down. We had a massive storm here at the farm and in the surrounding area. Class, the second American Revolution, the second Civil War, the second Great Depression are here, all simultaneously. And we're teaching you that you need to prepare for it. And here's an example of the GDP. I believe I heard at the bottom of the hour news that it didn't dawn on Alec Baldwin that there was a live round in the gun. Class, every firearm, rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver, everyone is to be treated as if it is loaded. Every single one. And it didn't dawn on him that there was a live round. It is incumbent. It is the duty of every single person that picks one of those tools up to make right back to you.
Yeah, never point it at something you don't intend to destroy.
And those are the exact words, as the NRA will tell you, National Rifle Association, never point it at anything you don't intend to destroy. As a NRA certified range safety officer, those are the words, the exact words, from the National Rifle Association. Greg's website, class, if you want to learn more about him, realwaterindependence.com. Realwaterindependence.com. Greg?
Yeah, and like I say, I am working on a book, because there are so many people who are self-proclaimed survivalists. They live on the grid. They live just like you and I. They don't actually go out and do it. I've been off grid for 20 years, close to 20 years now, and I've learned a lot. And I'm putting all this down in a book, showing you how you can not only survive but enjoy life being off grid and still have the same conveniences. It's possible. It's practical. And it affects your pocketbook like you wouldn't believe.
Greg, I've got a quick comment about that. Class, there are a number of USA Preparedness instructors who live off-grid. Gwyneth, Kyle and Sharon, and Greg and I. Okay, just and Rich. Okay, just that's the tip of the iceberg. Now,
we're doers.
And here's what this does for you. If you live off-grid, or you live off-grid, on-grid or hybrid, actually our farm is off-grid, on-grid, hybrid, and I can throw a switch and make it go any way I want, any of those three ways. But what you live is a measured life. Before you turn on that light switch, you determine, you just don't turn it on, you look at it and you say, do I really need that light? Do I really need to turn the heat 1 degree warmer or the air conditioning 1 degree cooler? You look at everything as if it is a finite, limited, scarce resource, everything. It is a game changer, a life changer. And the generally dumb public has no idea what I'm talking about right now. Greg, is that the way it is at your place?
Absolutely. You become your own water power fuel company. You are in charge. If there's a problem, it's something you've got to deal with. And you learn to deal with it. And another thing I want to say about that is that we're facing a situation like that, especially if we've been dependent on it. The best thing to do is to get prepared now, to start trying it out, and to start putting together your system. And in fact, this book I'm putting together, I have a chart, I have a worksheet where you can go ahead and decide what you really need and what you're going to power. And it's going to tell you the size and the system that you desire, so that you can put this together yourself. And, you know, if I do suggest in there, if you don't know much about electricity, you find out about it, or you find out somebody who does know electricity and help put it together. But it is entirely possible, and I would suggest doing it now, because things are disappearing. I mean, solar panels have been extremely cheap. They still are, but they are going to disappear with the supply chain. So get this stuff done now. And, you know, I was mentioning food storage. Well, storing these grains and things like this, I've heard people say, well, store them in your walls. I want you to think twice about that. You know, you can store them in a wall, but do not store them in an outside wall, because let me tell you something. That hot and cold, you're going to end up not only taking out your insulation, but you're also going to provide an opportunity there for black mold to grow. I would suggest if you're going to store them in your walls, store them in the interior walls. But using 2-liter pop bottles and scattering them out and burying them in here and there, you've always got a supply that you know that if you had to leave for some reason, say roving bands were coming through your neighborhood, you could always come back when they were done, and you'll still have your food. You'll still have your supplies. You can bury these little 2-liter bottles and pop bottles and juice bottles and Gatorade bottles anywhere. You can hide them anywhere. You can even put water under the ground here and there. You just need to, you need to think ahead. You need to think like this. It's foreign to most people because we've been used to being able to run down to the grocery store and get these things. But let me tell you something. These show, if you can't see the shelves becoming bare, then, you know, you really should think twice because it's happening. There's a lot of things I can't find right now. But I would suggest, you know, when you're putting together these meals like the scotch broth, throw some vitamins in there. You can have literally a 1 month supply for a family of four food that you will be full every day and fit it all in a 4 gallon bucket. Okay? Forget about the canned food. If you have some canned food, great. If you know how to can, it's excellent if you grow a garden every year. Because you can bottle these things and can them so that you have the fruits and vegetables that you desire during the winter. But, you know, if you've got an old car, well, cars right now, used cars, are the price is going up and you're not using it, turn around and sell it. And for $300, less than $300, you can have a month's supply of food for a family of four. And one that will fill you. That's that scotch broth. You can even, you know, you can look it up on the internet, but I'm gonna definitely put it in my book so that you know, the class can then have this at their fingertips. And it can be changed up in many ways. But food right now should be your gold. Okay? Alright, well, I would suggest having a little silver and gold on hand in case you have to pay a bill. But when it comes right down to it, when we get in a situation where the supply chain's gone, you'll be able to do a lot with a 2 liter bottle of wheat. Jacob sold his birthright for a meal. That included land and an inheritance. That's how important food becomes when you don't know where you're going to get your next meal. So it is gold and silver to you. In a good economy, when the economy falls apart, it becomes your life's blood. You need to start thinking about things like this, people, right now, not tomorrow. All of the evidence is here, and it's not going to get better. We're not going to go back to normal, at least until our Lord and Savior returns. We need to think like this and prepare to make it through. And most things happen in 7 years, especially these covenant curses. So think 7 years. What are you going to do for the next 7 years without the grocery store? You're going to experience a lot. We're going to see a lot. But I cannot stress the importance of putting away at least 7 years of breadstuffs and a way to make those meals, whether it be boiling them or cooking them or making yourself a solar oven. Because as long as you can, a solar cooker, as long as you can cast a shadow, you can cook a meal with a few mirrors and some glass and a box. And I'm also going to put some instructions on creating your own. Like I said, I made one out of a bathtub, a metal bathtub. I was able to put two or three, Dutch ovens in that and bake two or three loaves of bread all at the same time. The cost? Absolutely nothing. Back to you, Vince.
Yeah, I've got five really short comments. So, Greg, in my experience, many of the people who are the proclaimed experts do not live the lifestyle that they proclaim, that they preach.
No.
That's number one. And I'd say probably a great majority of them do not. They act like they do, but they do not. They don't live the lifestyle of frugality. They don't live the lifestyle of off-grid. They don't live the lifestyle of raising their own food, doing their own concrete work and their own framing and their own roofing and, you know, all of the electricity and plumbing. They don't do that. Okay, that's number one.
No.
Number two, you mentioned 4 gallon buckets. We buy 4, 5, and 6 gallon buckets. And actually even some 1.5 gallon buckets. We bought a pallet load on Craigslist of 5-gallon buckets. They were white. They were used for minced garlic. They're food grade minced garlic in oil in 5-gallon buckets. They're all rinsed out in just the first rinsing. And the bucket, the pallet of buckets was $1 each. So 100 of them for $1 each. That was $100 plus the lids. We wanted the lids to go with them, and that was another 10 cents a piece. So for $10 plus $100, we got buckets and lids, food grade, and we use them for all kinds of things, all kinds of storage. And the rodents don't seem to be able to get through it. It's too slippery. They can't climb them. They can't climb up the sides. They are, if you keep them out of the sun, they last a long time. The Chinese buckets don't seem to have the UV inhibitors that the American buckets have. So you want American buckets, and you want them only if you can prove by the label on them that they're used for food or food-grade substances. Next thing, solar oven. We taught how to, Bill Whaley, USA Preparedness instructor, taught at our expos how to make a solar oven out of a cardboard box and aluminum foil, shiny side facing the sun with a piece of glass over the top. Yes, you can. Next thing, wood scraps. There are lumber yards around, and you can buy scraps of wood to dry out and heat with. They used to cost $10 for a bundle, and a bundle would be about 1,000 or 2,000 pounds. Now, it's four times as expensive. So the price went up 4x in 12 months. And then you mentioned Gatorade bottles. It is a mess. This is the first time you're ever going to hear this. It's a sin to throw out a Gatorade bottle. If you have them, I'm not recommending that you do or don't buy Gatorade, but if you have that style bottle, it's a sin to throw it out because you can use them for so many things, and they are durable and tough and rugged. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Right here on Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communication. Greg Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, one little thing. People might be thinking, what am I going to do with some buckets of wheat? Well, you know, in a situation, a dire situation when you're starving, how many of us like sprouts on our sandwich? Let me tell you something. That sprouted wheat is very nutritious. It's got vitamins and minerals you can't get from the wheat until you sprout it. Alfalfa seed, things like that. Well, you can take the wheat. Even if you have a couple of flat stones, you can crush it, crack it, put it in some water and boil it, and you've got yourself some cereal. There's so many things you can do with just the very basics like that. So I would suggest, even if you start using it, trying it, but get all of it you can, and make sure that you can protect it. A little bit of diatomaceous earth sprinkled across the surface of it will keep the insects from eating your food. But do it today. Do it while you can get it, because time's short. And like I said, if you think things are getting better, people think, well, if I go get that deadly jab, that clot shot, that I can get on the plane and travel and enjoy life. Well, you want to do that? Sick. People are finding that that's not really the case. Life is not returning to normal for them. We're just filled with lies and deceit. They want to clean this planet of us. So, we need to get that mindset and do what we can to make it through, because a lot of these people that are in charge of doing things like this, they're not going to have the life that they think they're going to have, but neither are we if we listen to them. We need to get right with God, prepare ourselves for the worst, and try and find ourselves a place where we can live outside of that and have our own happiness and our own security and not depend on the things of the world, but get back to the basics of life, because it's going to be worse than the 1800s. Back to you, Vince.
No, class. I mentioned vegetables, and we have canned vegetables here at the farm for emergency purposes and consumption, typical consumption. And you want to keep them. If you have a basement, that's the place to keep them, where the temperature is constant. Heating, cooling. Like if you have them in a cupboard above the stove, they're going to get hot when the stove's in use. They're going to get cooled down when the stove's not in use. It's not the place to keep them, and it's not the place to keep spices either. So you want to keep your cans and your spices at a cool temperature if you can. Now, if you are going to use cans, make sure you rinse the vegetables because salt is a cheap preservative that's used in canning vegetables. Okay? So if you don't rinse the vegetables, you're going to probably consume too much salt. So here's what I do. I will open the can, and I will cut the lid with a can opener 95%, 98% all the way around the lid. And then I'll leave a little bit of the metal remaining so that the lid of the can has a hinge. And then I will open it a little bit, pour it over the sink. So let's say I'm pouring out the brine from green beans. The lid will keep the green beans from falling out of the can. Then I can, once I empty the brine out, I can rinse the green beans, add water to the can, shake it up a little bit over the sink gently so it doesn't splash all over, and then pour out the rinse water. And do that a few times. Now you're going to detect an enormous taste difference. You'll say, where'd the salt go? And pretty soon you get used to it. So I would recommend you do that because if you read the ingredients on the can, the sodium content is sky high. Absolutely out of control.
Yeah. And you don't want to just dump that salt water out. If you've got some cattle, put it in the water or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, you paid for it. You paid for it. And what you're learning from Greg Lesher class is how to be frugal and how not to waste anything. And
not a drop.
Not a drop. Not a drop. And you're going to need seeds. Please consider getting some heirloom seeds and keep them.
Yeah.
Keep them cool and dry and learn how to use them. You can start planting a seed in a cup right now. Get some soil, keep it inside, warm up the soil to room temperature, put it in a window, add some water, follow the directions on the seed packet, and see if it works.
Yeah, not only that, but you can get a hold of some LED grow lights to extend the growth period of that that plant.
Right.
But just real quick, I remember reading in a journal of a pioneer who would get off his horse to pick up one kernel of corn. Those times are coming.
They absolutely are coming. And we're here right now, class. The Second American Revolution, Second Great Depression, and the Second Civil War. Shots are being fired. You're being rounded up. Your wealth is being confiscated. And the media is lying to you. Don't believe anything that you hear or see or read in the media. And don't even believe us. Greg Lesher, thank you so much. RealWaterIndependence.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.